Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation on the eve of 80th Independence Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead the nation in Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi tomorrow. Partition Horrors Remembrance Day being observed today. Prime Minister, Home Minister and Defence Minister pay homage to all those who lost their lives during partition. India dispatches first tranche of 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. And alert issued for very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The President's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the 80th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Flower petals will be showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force. Unfurling of the national flag will be synchronized with a 21-gun salute. After the showering of flower petals, the Prime Minister will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. More from our correspondent.
The grand event is set to commemorate 150 years of the enduring legacy of the national song Vande Mataram and celebrate the energy, aspirations and pivotal contribution of Yuva Shakti in driving India's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. For the first time, Vande Mataram will be rendered during the celebrations at Red Fort. The cadets of National Cadet Corps and My Bharat volunteers will sing the national song Vande Mataram followed by the national anthem. A total of 2,500 cadets of Army, Navy and Air Force and My Bharat volunteers will participate in the celebration. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These include artisans under PM Vishwakarma scheme, women entrepreneurs under PM Mudra Yojana, street vendors under PM Swanidhi and taxi drivers of Bharat Taxi. Delhi police has also made elaborate security arrangements in the national capital. Around 15,000 security personnel from various agencies have been deployed. 1,000 CCTV cameras have also been installed at the Red Fort. To promote patriotic fervor among citizens and celebrate Independence Day, a number of band performances are being held at 343 prominent locations across the country. With Dipendra, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government has invited 100 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma from the Delhi NCR region as special guests to witness the 80th Independence Day ceremony at the Red Fort in Delhi. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises informed that the beneficiaries will also be presented with souvenirs as a token of recognition and appreciation, followed by an interaction with officials of the Ministry of MSME today. 21 officials of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, have been honoured with President's Medal for Distinguished Service and Medal for Meritorious Service on the occasion of Independence Day 2026. President's Medal for Distinguished Service has been awarded to 6 officials. These include Shobha Datta, Assistant Inspector General of Police, Manoj Banerjee, Additional Superintendent of Police, Gini Rana, Additional Superintendent of Police, and Sanjay Kumar Samal, Deputy Superintendent of Police, CBI. Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. on Independence Day. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said the decision has been taken to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees and the general public attending the Independence Day celebration. The DMRC said metro services will operate at a 30-minute frequency on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. The Har Ghar Tiranga movement is gaining momentum across the nation. Hey, hey. Tiranga. In Madhya Pradesh, the streets of Bhopal are filled with the colors of the national flag, and the city is witnessing a strong spirit of patriotism. We have more from our correspondent.
A grand Tiranga Yatra is being taken out in Bhopal today under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav is also taking part in the Yatra. The Yatra started from near Mother Teresa School on Kollar, 6-lane road, and will cover around 32 kilometers before reaching Bhensakhedi Mandi. The organizers claim that more than 1 lakh people are taking part in the Yatra. A large number of young people, women and members of social organizations are also taking part with the national flag. Selfie points have also been set up at the several places, including Chuna Bhatti, where messages about giving up addiction and creating awareness among the youth are being shared. Abhinav Goyal, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Jammu and Kashmir, preparations are on across the Union Territory with elaborate arrangements in place to ensure smooth and peaceful Independence Day celebrations. More in this report.
The overall build-up to this year's Independence Day has been marked by widespread Tiranga rallies and patriotic activities across Jammu and Kashmir. From Srinagar to the line of control in Titwal, the Tiranga rallies and patriotic songs have remained at the center of celebrations. Among the highlights this year were the mega Tiranga Yatra along the Dal Lake in Srinagar, Tiranga Yatra along line of control in Titwal, display of a 2-kilometer long tricolor at the Vular Lake, and Shikara rallies in Dal and Manasbal lakes. Across all districts, students, government employees, security forces and locals enthusiastically took part in the rallies and related programs. The main event will be held at Srinagar's Bakshi Stadium, while in Jammu, the function will be held at MA Stadium. Ishfaq Shah, Akashvani News, Srinagar.
Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid homage to all those who lost their lives in the partition and to those who struggled against atrocities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment of history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost and immense suffering was endured. He also wished that the day deepens everyone's resolve to preserve harmony and brotherhood in the country and work collectively towards building a Vikasit Bharat. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has dispatched the first tranche of the 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said assistance includes medicines and medical equipment, temporary shelter and hygiene support, and other essential items needed in the aftermath of the disaster. He noted that India stands in solidarity with the people of Colombia during these difficult times. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narcotics Control Bureau has secured the return of fugitive drug kingpin Virender Singh Basoya from the UAE. He was taken into custody upon his arrival at the IGI airport, New Delhi, early this morning. His return to India was secured through sustained coordination with the UAE authorities by Indian agencies. Mr. Shah said this marks a new milestone in the government's policy of zero tolerance against narcotics. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the Narendra Modi government is relentlessly tracking down drug traffickers hiding abroad and destroying their entire ecosystem with a ruthless approach. The Office of the Registrar General of India under the Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the questionnaire for the household schedule for the census 2027. The questionnaire has a list of 40 questions. This included parents' details, Aadhaar, mobile number, total number of bank accounts, travel to place of work, religion and caste. The census remains a vital tool for governance, providing a foundation for India's development planning for the next decade. The last census was conducted in 2011. The National Human Rights Commission has issued notice to the Union Home Secretary and Director General, Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, over the reported death of 19 CRPF personnel by suicide between January to May this year. Taking Suomoto cognizance of the incident, the commission has called for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. According to a media report, a total of 281 CRPF personnel died by suicide in the last 5 years. The student protest in Ranchi, Jharkhand, demanding transparency in government recruitment, continues for the 21st day today. Amidst the demonstration at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium, a standoff between student leaders and the government has intensified. Here is a report.
The ongoing student protest in Ranchi for the past 3 weeks has now reached a sensitive phase. Student leader Devendranath Mehto, who was admitted in the hospital after illness due to a hunger strike, released a video message appealing to keep the movement strong and ongoing. Meanwhile, after minister questioned the authenticity of the student delegation, student leader Ravindra Paswan hit back. He stated that all members of the delegation are genuine students and have admit cards as proof. To exert pressure on the government and demonstrate their rock-solid unity, the students have announced a grand Tiranga march tomorrow on the occasion of Independence Day. For Akashwani News, Poonam Kerketa from Ranchi.
The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Heavy rainfall conditions are also likely to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, West Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Vidarbha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and northeastern parts of India during the next 2 days. The southwest monsoon has once again become active in several parts of Himachal Pradesh from today, with heavy rainfall being reported in some areas since morning. Torrential rains in several districts have led to a rise in the water levels of rivers and streams. The administration has urged people to exercise caution. A report.
The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in several areas of Mandi and Sirmaur districts today. A yellow alert for heavy rainfall has also been issued for isolated places in Kangra, Chamba, Bilaspur and Una districts. Meanwhile, the Chamba district administration has advised devotees undertaking the famous Mani Mahesh Yatra to proceed only when weather conditions are favorable. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 140 roads are currently blocked due to landslides, 46 power transformers, while 244 drinking water supply schemes have also been disrupted. Besides, 177 people have so far lost their lives in rain-related incidents in Himachal Pradesh during the current monsoon season. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Odisha, 2 days of incessant rain have triggered a fresh flood threat in northern parts of the state, with several rivers swelling rapidly and crossing danger levels. More from our correspondent.
The flood situation on the ground is grim in several parts of northern Odisha. Flood water is spreading into low-lying areas. Roads are submerged and swollen rivers are cutting off connectivity. The Baitarani is flowing above the danger mark at Anantpur and Patna in Keonzhar district, while the Jalaka at Mathani in Baleswar district is flowing at 7.84 meters against the danger level of 6.50 meters. Flood water has again entered through a breach in the Anantpur ring embankment. Joda and Balwil in Keonzhar district are also waterlogged. In Mayurbhanj, the Budha Balanga has spilled into parts of Baripada, while several roads are underwater. The Subarnarekha and Baitarani rivers are above danger levels. With more rainfall forecast, residents in low-lying and riverbank areas have been advised to remain alert. Prakash Das for Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation on the eve of 80th Independence Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead the nation in Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi tomorrow. Partition Horrors Remembrance Day being observed today. Prime Minister, Home Minister and Defence Minister pay homage to all those who lost their lives during partition. India dispatches first tranche of 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. And alert issued for very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. With that, we end the midday news.